All right. Do you know if he's here? Have you peeked inside the mouse hole?
Yeah, I think he is. I saw him out there running around. He said he was ready to come on.
All right, let's open the little mouse hole door and welcome to the program once again, our old buddy, the Ticket Mouse. Hey there.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, George.
Hey, Ticket Mouse.
How are you, Chris?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Why are you so happy?
Because I celebrated my birthday today.
Today?
Yeah, it's my birthday. I'm 6 years old.
Wow, happy birthday. Yeah,
today, this very day.
Happy birthday,
Mom. And you know, most mice only live a year or so.
Wow.
Is that it?
Uh-huh. And mice in Richard Gere's apartment live only about 6 months.
Oh, stop it.
Because they go up in his bed.
Yeah.
Why would someone do that?
I don't know. It may just be
a
urban legend. We don't know that for sure.
But I celebrated my birthday by going to the Mavs-Lakers game 4.
Wow. Oh. That's quite a treat.
Yeah. Gave myself a little treat, didn't I?
Yeah. Good for you. You deserve it.
It was so great. I screamed my little heart out.
Did you?
I was cheering on the Mavs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My favorite on the Mavericks is J.J. Barea.
Oh, because he's little?
No, because he's Hispanic.
You're Hispanic?
Yeah. Can't you see the little mustache?
Well, I guess I've never noticed that before.
I'm teasing, because he's small.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't be Hispanic for $1 million.
What do you mean by that?
I'd be Hispanic for $10,000.
Oh, okay.
I'd be Hispanic for free.
Oh, okay.
If I was Hispanic.
Right.
Right, but you're not.
We're visiting with the... what was that?
What'd you say?
Visiting with the Ticket Mouse on his birthday.
I think Dirk got better when he moved into Groob's old house. Isn't that about the timeline?
Yeah, roughly.
Something like that.
But yeah, I went and I cheered JJ and I cheered Dirk. And did you see Jet draining those threes?
Yeah, that was something.
That was so great.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I hit the ice house on Katy Trail and got my drink on.
You did.
And I got really snockered.
Did you?
Yeah. I was so drunk.
Probably doesn't take a lot to get you drunk.
No, just like a thimbleful. I killed a homeless guy.
What?
What?
I'm not totally proud of that.
What do you mean?
Why do you
totally?
Say things like that?
I was really drunk. In fact, I'm a little bit drunk now, I think, still. I got so sick, though, right afterwards. I came back up here to the Ticket, and I projectile vomited into Norm's bag. In fact, I feel a little sick now from laughing.
No.
Oh, dear.
Stop it, you're making me sick.
Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Look at that. Looks like alphabet soup.
Oh, stop. Can you clean that up?
Oh, I feel better.
That's gross.
Oh, sorry about that. There's a puddle of my sick right there.
I know.
Okay? Norm is such a wild guy.
Is he?
Did you know I found an old ham sandwich in Norm's bag that was dated 1996?
Yeah, believe it.
It is. I kept the sandwich, too.
Did you?
And I'll show you which one it is when it bees daytime, okay?
Okay.
Norm drives me crazy. You know, I try to sleep in that small conference room.
Uh-huh.
But every morning around 6 o'clock, that GD light turns on, and I'm like, OS, here's Norm again. He gets in so early.
He's your nemesis.
Yeah, he disrupts my mouse sleep. And he's in there all of about 3 minutes before I start hearing him fishing in his pants. And then you start hearing that telltale sign of him rubbing himself.
Oh man, he doesn't do that.
Trying to get a little gratification.
Stop talking like that.
And he always screams out a sports name when he completes.
What?
It's so weird.
Wow.
I don't know about
He's like, oh yeah, David Hulse.
Well, he does what he's got to do, right?
You are making up stuff.
Oh my God, it's so disturbing.
Yeah.
Oh jeez. Hey, what did Kate Middleton and Osama bin Laden have in common? Last weekend they had their back door blown up by a guy in the Navy.
Are you okay?
Oh, Jesus.
Stop it.
That snuck up on me.
Hey, you know what we have for you?
We got you a present.
We have a little birthday present. Yeah, I don't know if you can use one of these, but
you guys are so sweet.
Well, it's nothing really. I stopped by the Anvil store on the way in.
The what? The band Anvil?
No, it's an actual CD. It's an actual Anvil, and I thought you might be able to use it.
Yeah, no, really, I have no need for that.
I'm just going to toss it to you.
No, I don't need it.
Ready?
I really don't need it. Thank you, Craig.
How are you supposed to catch it?
Well, he did catch it right on the head.
Oh, gosh. He doesn't look good. You okay? Hey, buddy, you okay?
Boy, between the vomit and getting hit by an anvil.
Ooh, there's blood. You okay?
My head is paper thin.
It's just a little mouse.
Oh, God. That hurts me so badly.
I'm sorry.
Everything's going dark.
This is this big, dramatic...
No, I think he's hurt this time.
No, he's not.
I feel my heart slowing down. I now see a beautiful light.
Here we go. He's about to see that thing he calls Mouse Jesus.
Oh, look at there.
What is it?
At the end of the tunnel of light is a peaceful presence greeting me.
Oh.
Yes, Lee Harvey.
Oh.
I shall enter.
Oh, my God. Here, take a mouse.
He's just putting on a big show. He does this every time.
No, I think this is for real.
Mouse Jesus.
See, there's Mouse Jesus.
There it is again. And then the big gas. Man.
Well, this is a sad day. I do have a small little mouse coffin here. You want to load him in?
I don't think that's necessary, Craig, because any second now, some Dave Matthews is about to fire off.
No, see, not this time. See,
the
music didn't bring him back.
He's still breathing, though.
All right, let's get him to ICU.
Okay. Ticket Mouse, thanks for coming in.
Speaking of ICU, I see you two MFers.
Don't.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
See you, Ticket Mouse. There he goes, the Ticket Mouse. It's 8:50 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.